This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump made a correction in a statement he made about Russian interference in the 2016 election, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
In Helsinki, after meeting with Vladimir Putin, the president was asked who interfered. He said, "I don't see any reason why it would be Russia." A day later, a correction.
"I said the word would instead of wouldn't."
So he doesn't back Putin's denial.
"I've said this many times. I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also."
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's been known since the middle of the 2016 campaign Russia was meddling.
"Welcome to the club, President Trump."
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The 12 Thai boys and their soccer coach, who were rescued from a flooded cave, have been discharged from the hospital Wednesday. Reuters' Ed Giles has more as the boys prepare to hold a news conference to satisfy the huge media interest in their story.
The Thai boys, who were stuck in a flooded cave for over 2 weeks, are all set to make their first public appearance in a televised news conference. It was a nail-biting rescue through twisting, claustrophobic tunnels. Some of the rescuers spoke to Australian media just a few days ago.
"You've got most of them don't even know how to swim, let alone dive."
Thai authorities say they're concerned about the impact the sudden fame and media attention could have on the boys.
That was Reuters reporter Ed Giles. Three people are confirmed dead after a six-story building under construction collapsed onto a nearby residential building outside of the Indian capital of New Delhi. More than 100 emergency workers are digging through the rubble of the disaster with cranes and other machinery in a search for any survivors or victims. This is VOA News. Greece's migration minister has warned that mainstream political parties across Europe are adopting a xenophobic agenda to maintain voter support. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has that story.
Dimitris Vitsas said the shift in policy had occurred despite a sharp drop in refugee and migrant arrivals in the European Union since 2015. Vitsas called on traditionally dominant political parties in the EU to work more closely on immigration and defend European values. He called on the EU to exert greater pressure on member states opted out of migration settlement schemes, including Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Reuters reporter Wallone and his colleague Jossa U are on trial in Myanmar. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports on new testimony from the court proceedings.
A Reuters reporter on trial in Myanmar says interrogation after he and a colleague were arrested did not focus on what they're accused of, obtaining secret state documents. Instead, in testimony this week, journalist Wallone said officers focused on the pair's reporting of a massacre of Rohingya Muslims. His account was the most comprehensive challenge heard so far to accusations by the prosecution. Wallone described what he called a police trap to arrest them. At the time of their arrest, the pair had been working on an investigation into the killing of 10 Rohingya Muslim men and boys in a village in western Myanmar's Rakhine State.
That was Reuters' Ryan Brooks. Former U.S. President Barack Obama is in South Africa and plans to meet with young people Wednesday to mark the anniversary of Nelson Mandela. Obama hosted a town hall in Johannesburg about what it means to be a global citizen and make an impact. He concluded the meeting by offering this advice.
So don't just worry about what you want to be, worry about what you want to do. All right?
South Africans are marking the centennial of Nelson Mandela's birth with acts of charity in a country still struggling with deep economic inequity, 24 years after the end of white minority rule. Activists and rescuers are on Wednesday saying that the talks to cede the largest opposition holdout in southwestern Syria to the government have failed. That triggered an intense overnight bombing campaign on the densely populated town and killed dozens of people and injured over 100. Egypt's parliament has passed a controversial legislation aimed at regulating popular social media accounts that publish fake news. The bill allows authorities to block personal accounts on social media outlets with more than 5,000 followers for publishing fake news. The bill must still be signed to go into effect. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.